Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. And your number was selected at random. Okay, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
A Trumpist.
Okay. So be a Republican, right?
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and what are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Would that be certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50 chances, or will not vote?
100%.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose of the survey, what is your age? Are you 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Well, I think with a lot of Trumpers and a lot of people that want controlled borders and a stable economy and safe neighborhoods, everybody's, you know, on their toes trying to do the best they can to keep our state safe and welcome others so that they can feel safe as well, others that come in legally. Mm.
So would that be the right direction or wrong direction?
Well, there is, you know, a tug and pull, so you just can't say it's 100% right. You have to be, you know, moving forward continually, pushing back those that want to give away what hardworking people earned, and so you have to, you know, keep pushing back. So it's not right direction or wrong direction. That question, I think, is a bad question.
Okay. Okay. No problem. Okay, man, thinking about elections for Congress, would you be for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican, Trump, and Kennedy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so be definitely Republican, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to ask you your impression of some people and organizations that you may, you know, have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion, okay? If you don't recognize one of them, it's okay. Just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Donald Trump.
I'm with him.
Very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, Joe Biden.
That's way down. He's under the ground. They shouldn't even ask a question about him.
So very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Extremely. I forgot the word. Okay. Extremely unfavorable.
All right, what about Republicans in Congress?
What happened?
Do you have a very favorable or just somewhat favorable impression of them?
Somewhat. I don't like the rhinos.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Oh, my Lord. Hell no.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay. What about Democrats in Congress?
Well, there are a few that are... You know, they still know how to think, but I can't really give you that answer. But I know there are a few of them there that know how to think.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable.
I would still put unfavorable because. This election,
okay.
They, you know, with everything with the past election and and everything that they did, Pelosi and all of that. Pelosi, they should ask about Pelosi. I mean, she's terrible. Hmm.
Okay, what about Darren Soto?
Well, I've heard not too good things about him.
So
people are complaining about the road.
Very unfavorable.
I've heard a lot of very unfavorable things about him.
Okay. What about Thomas Chalifo?
Good. He got my vote.
Okay. Very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Ron DeSantis.
I don't like him anymore.
So be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
For me, right now, very unfavorable. He went campaigning to become president instead of staying here to be governor. So, nope.
What about Project 2025?
What happened with that?
Do you have a favorable opinion or impression of them or somewhat unfavorable?
Nothing. I have no impression. So go next because I have no impression.
Okay. No impression. Okay. All right, ma'am. And thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of his job?
Strongly disapprove his job.
Okay, and thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman for this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove. All I hear is complaints.
All right, ma'am, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
I'm a Trumper.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and if the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Marcuse Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Rick Scott.
Okay, and if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
The first one.
Okay, Thomas. All right, sorry. All right, ma'am. And as you may know, there will also be amendments, to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled "Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion." This is how it reads. Okay, no law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability, or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion.
I'm against that. Okay. I am against that.
Okay, well, would you vote yes?
Totally against that.
Okay. No, right?
I'm totally against that. Parents, they live with the parents. Parents decide.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress, okay? The first one will be Colonel Thomas Chalifo, inexperienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalifo will put America first, enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against, out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifo will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Okay, the other one is Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works.
I don't need to listen. I do not need to listen about Darren Soto. I'm with the first one, the colonel.
Of course. Okay, member, like I say, because I'm fixing to ask you the same question. Okay, after hearing that information, who are you going to vote for? Okay, he works to pass bipartisan legislation that expands healthcare for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass, a law that kept the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare. So families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. SOTA will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. Okay, if the election for United States, Congress were held today, when the candidates were Thomas Chalifoll, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for now?
Thomas
Chalifoll. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and in which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention right now? Would that be promoting traditional values in schools, lowering inflation and gas prices, bringing down rent prices, ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting reproductive freedom, lowering grocery prices, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, making health more affordable for working families, securing our border, making owning a home more affordable, tackling crime and improving public safety, or would be protecting Social Security and Medicare?
That is a very long list. They should erase that list for a phone interview. I'm not going to answer that because I have several number ones. In that list, there are several number ones.
Well,
so I'm not answering
you. You can pick two to be the most important to you that they should focus on.
I can't even remember every single one you said.
Well, I can read them again, ma'am, if you want me to. Protecting
traditional values. No. Forget it. You better skip or I'm going to hang up.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now let me read you some reasons people have, give for voting for candidates for U.S. Congress, assuming that each of these is accurate. Please tell me how convincing a reason you think would be, to vote for a candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would have virtually no effect at all in your decision? Okay, here's the first one. Okay, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat, or no effect on your decision to vote?
I don't know, but I'm not with that policy, whatever it is that has to do. No.
So be no effect? We have no effect on your decision to vote, ma'am?
Well, vote against him, yeah.
Okay, so would you say that's a very convincing reason or somewhat convincing or no effect on your decision?
So what? No, I don't want to vote for him. I don't want to vote for him.
Okay, but that's why we got no effect, okay? That means that it doesn't bother you.
What do you mean it doesn't bother me? He bothers me.
Yes, but you're not voting
for
him, right?
That's right. Right, but the word saying he doesn't bother me, yes, he does bother me. I'm not with his policies, his ideas.
Okay,
So it will have
no effect on, you want me to put that one down, or what do you want me to put down? Because I only have a very
convincing. No, I'm hanging up. I'm very upset with this.